Hi guys, welcome. Every time I start my little show, I can't help it. I'm just so excited that I have this hour to give you my thoughts, my rantings, my little speeches. And if you've been checking Facebook lately, you will know that I've been posting these little, not little because they're not in any way small. I've been posting these. Well, actually, no, I did just one posting. But there's this woman. Okay, let's go ahead and do my voice change. Hello, this is Mary McPartland, and you're listening to Piano Jazz. Yeah. So I was supposed to have a guest on. I think she might be lost, or I think she may. I forgot to give her directions, but she had been here before. So that was my logic, was, you know, she had been here before. She knows where it is, but they're not here yet. But see the way the studio is kind of set up. You have Ross's little store in front, and then you have, if you go like through the store and out the back door, you have the recording studio. And usually if Ross is here, it's no problem. You know, he just knock on the door, you know, lets me in, come back to the recording studio. But he's not here. And this is kind of a, you know, this neighborhood is wonderful and artsy and eclectic. And, you know, I'm losing terms of endearment here. However, it becomes a little questionable in the morning. So instead of a C major, that's the way it is at night. This is the way it is in the morning. So yeah, so we have to keep the door locked if Ross is not here. So yeah. So when he's not here, that we have to leave the door locked. And I think some guests have to. My major complaint for my guests is it's not that they don't show up, is they don't know how to get in. So they're kind of pacing around the front door, and they're saying, "Oh my God, Foster might have been playing this colossal joke on me, and that there's no studio, and you know, it's kind of cold outside, so the flame of Foster hasn't extended out of this property and made it warm." So they're not, they kind of, I think what happens is they spend their time, the time that I'm thinking they're not here, they actually are here, and they're just kind of outside waiting. So that's the name of that tune. So anyway, I'm sitting here in front of a piano. As you know, it's as most people know about me, and if you don't, you're gonna know today. I kind of play the piano a little bit, and I've been playing since I was, I'm thinking, let's see here. First time I touched the piano was a green little keyboard that my grandmother had given me, and I think I was like five. Yes, five. And I am 30 something right now, so I've been playing for 28 plus years. That 28 is not exactly a exact figure, but it's anyway. So without any more talking and ranting, I'm going to play a little song for you. Aren't you excited? It's so jazzed. I know I am. Okay, so here we go. See if I have everything set up right. By the way, you're listening. This is Mary McPartland. You're listening to Piano Jazz and on 98 on Ronone.com. There she is. I knew it. Thank you. Hello, this is Mary McPartlin, and you're listening to Piano Jazz on only on RadioNA.com. Today with me into the studio today is a jazz singer named Issachar Solano. Good morning, welcome to Piano Jazz. Oh, there's a microphone right there. You gotta speak into it.
I didn't know. I'm looking at you. I'm like, who's talking? It's Lisa Casolino.
I thought it was Lisa Casolano.
No, with an I.
Well, I thought I had misspelled
it. Sounds like an E.
Because, well, no, I mean, I first started with Lisa Casolino.
Wait, your voice has changed. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Mary McPartlin. I've been practicing that all weekend.
Mary Poppins.
I'm like, no, really? Mary McPoppins.
I'm so sorry that I'm tardy.
No, I mean, don't be tardy for the party. But
you know what? I changed my... You want to hear something funny?
What?
I changed my my wake-up call, like, the song to the song, like, yeah, that wakes me up. First, it was the Jeffersons for a long time.
Hey, we're moving on up.
I mean, that's a great way to start the day. And then I changed it to something else, but it wasn't working for me, so I changed it to some song. It's called the Doodle Song. Are you familiar with the Doodle Song?
I'm familiar with the Yankee Doodle Song.
Well, it's different. This is a Blossom Dearie tune, and the little part that I have, it starts out with, like, doodle-doo. Then she says, why don't you join the group? It's better than being a party poop. And, like, that's what I woke up today. I was like, really? And I'm singing it the whole time I'm getting ready. But your voice kind of sounded a little bit like hers. So.
Get up, you poopy hat. I'm going to slap you on your poopy hat if you don't get up right now.
Okay.
Is that the way to say
it? You're catching me off guard. I'm like, I was driving like a bat out of hell to get over here on time, and I'm so sorry that I'm late.
Well, I was telling our audio, our one listener, I always say it to my one listener, that when at night, when it's all lit up and all like fantastically nightlife is like, but in the morning, it's questionable.
Yes.
All you gotta do is from major to a major to a minor.
Just lower that third a half step, and you're
makes it scary.
It is happy sad. That's how I would teach when I was a teacher. I used to ask my students, "Does it sound happy or does it sound sad? If it sounds sad, then you know it's not
a
major.
Minor.
Yeah,
it's not major.
No,
it's minor. It's not major. There's a difference between minor and not major, but not very much. But I was telling the audience that, you know, since this is a kind of a questionable neighborhood in the morning, because I've seen many people traipsing by, but not in a good traipse. I've seen them, you know, just kind of like just questionable people. And so I was figuring.
Lurking?
Yeah, kind of lurking, yes.
Okay.
And since the door's locked and since Russ is not here, I figured like she might be outside and thank God Tim checked. But
yeah. Oh, well, I don't text or do any of that stuff when I'm driving. And so I knew that I had to find a way to reach you. I thought maybe Facebook. So I actually called my friend Thatcher to...
By the
Facebook
way, where is Thatcher?
He couldn't make it this morning. He sends his apologies.
That's our guest de surprise.
Yeah. Excusez-moi?
That's our guest de surprise. I said chanteuse de jazz.
And oui.
He's not guest here. Guest de surprise.
Yeah.
Quelle surprise.
C'est fromage. Oh, wait. That's cheese. C'est dommage.
C'est dommage. Yeah, I forgot my French. Zut alors.
Zut alors.
Okay. So, Lisa Casolano is the
Casolino.
Casolino. See, I had it right to begin with, but I kept thinking it was misspelled. So I.
People that I've worked with still say either Casolano or Castellano.
Castellano.
Well, there is a musician in town whose last name is Castellano, but mine is Casolino.
So it's not Castellano.
Casalino. It's actually my mother's maiden name.
Casolino.
And I use that for my performance because I think it's really pretty.
I'm a quick study. I'm like Casolino.
You got it. And, you know, I'm walking in and my phone's starting to ring and it's my mom. And I'm thinking, why is she calling me? She knows I'm on the air. I mean, she's on my Facebook. So, hi, Mom, if you're listening.
Alessa Casolino.
Anna Casolino.
Casolino.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to say Casolino. You put your little fingers to your mouth. You go, mwah. Like,
it just tastes good, doesn't it?
Like bella cucina.
It's good. Exactly.
But why would it call a person a bella a beautiful kitchen? I don't understand.
No, casa, isn't it small house, Casolino? Because cucina is kitchen.
La bella cucina.
Yeah.
You put your bella okay, I'm over it.
You should really have like video in here to people so people can watch it. You're just as animated as you sound.
Well, thank you. I do attempt
like a little vid, like a webcam or something.
If there's not already, ooh,
there's some video leaking for sure. So, you know, I have to say that I've caught little bits of your show online.
Little snippets.
I'm usually not up to hear a whole show in the morning. But do you do your whole show from behind the keyboard?
No, but I'm gonna start to.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
You can put little like.
I want you to start playing music so I can write my thank you notes right now to all the people I want to thank for helping me with my career, just like Jimmy Fallon does.
Oh, so you want me to do like a voice where he's like, I like to thank.
Well, you just start playing pretty music, and
okay, I could do that because I have a talent.
Can I put headphones in? Because I can't really hear what's going on. Just what's in the room.
Wait. I have a tendency. I could play a song for 4 full hours out of just nothing. Just throw some chords and some like key changes, and all.
You know what?
I had that hat too. That was my same problem.
You know what's funny? When I was teaching again, I taught a keyboard class, and these kids would start these never-ending songs. Because I'd say, I want you to come up with a song, and they would just be doing this, like just making up stuff. They didn't really prepare or have anything done. They just, it's the never-ending song, Miss Hertzner. Wow, it's really loud. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, and my voice and a little bit more. Okay. Oh, am I supposed to start my dear thank you list?
Do it.
Dear Mom and Dad, I just want to thank you in advance for funding my trip to Paris this summer for my birthday, which they are yet to find out that I'm going. Oh, no, I think I told my mom last night, so that's my ploy for them to sponsor it. Thank you. Don't put any minor chords in there. Play the can-can.
What's the can-can?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I gotta get my... By the way, I have this talent, where if you give me the first, like, if you give me the song and I've heard it before, and you give me the first, the key to this, then I can usually play it. And it's the first time I ever played in my life.
That's what Julia was saying.
Thank yous coming up.
More thank yous. Call into the show and I'll thank you.
Actually, isn't our ringer? Is the ringer off? You could be the operator. Thank you for calling FosterCast.
Oh, I'm not doing any more thank yous. I'm just listening.
You know how the song ends? You know, la 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 la. This is the Foster version.
Okay. To be continued. That's what that sounds like.
Oh, thank you so hard. So we gotta sing some songs. I wish I had my watch or my clock with me because we could know when the time to go to a commercial break. This is so much fun. You gotta sing to Piano Jazz with Foster Fox.
It's now
Fox.
Foster. Was it Foster Cast?
Yeah, it's Foster Cast.
Music Hour.
I love this. This is like, amazing.
It's starting to sound like a little bit like what's that? What's that old show that we used to watch? I'm much older than you.
Lawrence Welk Show.
Yes, it's like that. We can make it more like Hee Haw if you wanted to. I brought my guitar, too.
I saw that.
Why is there a drum kit in here?
For my rim shots.
Do you go back there after you make a joke? Isn't there like a little bit of a delayed reaction?
Yeah, no, the moment has come and gone.
It's like, wait, there's the punchline. Hold on a second.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
You're hilarious.
I was looking at the turkey sandwich and I wanted the Swiss, but I couldn't leave the provolone. That's a Justin Terrell joke.
That's funny. I actually like
that.
Yeah,
exactly. But I'm hold on. Wait for it.
Yeah. Why is that so far? Don't you have a sound on your keyboard that could do it?
Yeah, but this keyboard is so advanced. I don't know how to do it. And I'd have to know how. I don't know how to switch.
He's
it
got a million sounds and everything, but he only knows the grand piano tune. That's it.
You better act somebody.
I used to axe people. I used to live in New York. I was axing people all the time.
Were you? Because they didn't live up to your expectations?
Axe.
You better axe somebody. Don't worry, I have.
I have to axe you.
No, something. Don't axe me. I'm a nice lady. I do. I play the piano with very few errors, which has always been a thing for me. We got to sing a song.
Are we going to sing one right now?
No, we're going to have a chance to get set up. And
yeah, like during the break, maybe we should do a little rehearsal or something.
Yeah, a little sound check.
My friend Shannon's calling me. She must be working. She doesn't know I'm on the air.
Should I pick it up and say,
hey, okay. I missed it. Too late.
Well, I can call her back on the bat phone.
Oh, no, it's good. She's probably working.
Yeah, what is she working on?
She's an administrator for Hillsborough County Schools.
Oh, so the children's are in school right now, so you got to...
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no. There you go.
No, you're not allowed to hit kids anymore. They've done away with the paddle a long time ago.
No, not hit kids. Just slightly indicate. Slight indication.
That ruler.
That's right. No, no, with a soft ruler. Little rubber ruler.
I used to just give looks, and they knew.
I'll look at my watch. If they're even 1 minute late, I'll look at my watch and look at them, and they just know.
Snow. They just know.
So tell, okay, Lisa Casalino.
Yes.
So I got that right. Get it right, get it tight. I love this because you're a musician and I just tinker away at a musical instrument. She's having problems with the microphone today.
Well, I'm looking at it. It feels like it's crooked for me, but I guess it's fine.
It's crooked.
It is. I'm like tilting my head to make sure that. Can you hear me all right? Okay.
And we're broadcasting live on Fostercast. By the way, go to my website.
This is live. We can't edit this.
You can't. Well, you can't edit, but
I'm just kidding.
It runs away on. It takes away from time. Because when I first started, it was like an hour and a half. And
no, I mean this is airing
away.
Right now. If someone was on the computer and tuned in
on the computress
to rhinoonair.com, they're hearing it live. Is there a delay?
Nope, no delay.
So I could say anything, and it's out there.
Yes.
Wow, no filter, no net. We're doing the show without a net.
That's why I have to sometimes have a problem winging it. Because there was this one time I did my show, and 20 minutes in, I called it Time of Death, 8:20 a.m.
Why? You have a tip jar in here, too.
Yes, right, for Tim, because Tim is our long-suffering sound engineer.
Oh, is this for him? Tim, I didn't tip you when I was here last time. On Dawn's show. I didn't know I was supposed to.
You need to come on with it. Well, let me see if I have money. I usually don't.
At my show, somebody gives me $2 bills. You know I can never spend those. Never. I like to look at the back. Have you ever seen a $2 bill?
Baby got back. No, I actually, wasn't it like.
You've never seen?
I have in my lifetime, but just can't remember.
Are they signing the Declaration of Independence? What are they signing on the back? It's a big old picture of them.
It's like all these guys.
Presidents and others.
You think I should need that? That's probably where the expression "gayer than a $2 bill" because all the boys on the back.
I don't know, but I can never spend those. Yeah. I give them to my nieces and nephew, but I like to keep them. So they're always in my jar. They kind of prime it.
It's kind of like forced saving. You can spend it if you want to, but you don't like to. It's kind of like forcing you to save money.
I don't like to spend them. Yesterday we parked and we paid for a parking space when we probably didn't have to because it was Sunday. And my girlfriend put a $20 bill in for $5 parking, and she got 15, Susan B. Anthony dollar coins.
Is Sacagawea on the back? Sacagawea.
Is it Sacagawea on the back?
Well,
no,
the
it's Susan
dollar,
B. Anthony.
That's her on the half dollar.
It's on the dollar.
Really? Well, on the back, there's Sacagawea. I'm not even pronouncing that right.
No,
but
it's Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. That's Mike Molise.
It's Pocahontas on the back.
Is that who that is?
No.
Have you ever had a world? Okay.
Just for the record, that was not me singing. It's Foster Fox.
That was belty. I could sing. I can play. I just can't sing. So don't let me. When you hear me start to belt out, go, get my little shock collar. I'll give you the key. I'll give you the key fob. Hold on, it's right there.
Is that really this thing?
It's next to the haunt. It's next to, yeah. So
it's like a tetanus shot.
When I go, ouch.
Awful.
Oh, good times. Yes. So we need to go to a break, right? So we could do a little rehearsal and rehearse a owl. So we can there's only five songs on this list I can actually play. So we're gonna
That's good. We don't have to go do whole songs. We'll just, kind of whatever.
Snippets.
Yes.
Snippets. It's like that's français for snippet. So
So what happens on the break? What do y'all play during the break?
This like one at a time. Where's the?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you. Yeah. Are you playing my songs on the break or no?
She can. Tim can. You want to play it? It's gonna take a minute to like to. Are you good? We're good.
Yeah.
Let's do a lead out. Just say let's do Castellino.
We're gonna take a quick break right now. You're listening to FosterCast on RhinoOnAir.com. Special guest this morning is
me,
Lisa Castellino. Back in a few minutes.
How about a little bit of this? How about a little bit of that? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. How about a little bit of this? I know it's my kiss that you really do miss. Can I please have a little bit of that? I know for a fact you're where it's at. A little bit of this for a little bit of that. Ooh, 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 yeah. You fill my heart with bliss every time you give me a little bit of this. And I know your heart goes pit-a-pat every time I give you a little bit of that. A little bit of this for a little bit of that. Ooh, 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 yeah. Forget about the where and when, cause that don't mean a thing. And never mind the how and why, it's all a silly fling. So can I please have a little bit of this? I'll make it worth your while, I promise. For I'll give you a whole lot of that to make you smile like a Cheshire cat. A little bit of this for a little bit of that. Ooh, 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 yeah. Came along to hear my song, and now you're all I long for. And still the moon can hear my tune of how I swoon and yearn for. But came the day you went away, no matter how I beg. Don't come around to break my heart, then tell me, break a leg. Oh, how I wish the memory of our kiss would make you miss me, baby. And every day I hope and pray that you may take away me. We're apart and still my heart's as fragile as an egg. Don't come around to break my heart, then tell me, break a leg. It was my voice that led you straight into my arms. In every note I sang a prayer for love so true. And you were there to hear me sing it just for you. The notes I sing, they used to bring the joy of spring is calling. Your tender touch and kisses such I miss so much, my darling. But all the lies between your sighs I never knew to peg. Don't come around to break my heart and tell me break a leg. My darling, but all the lies between your sighs I never knew to peg. Don't come around to break my heart and tell me break a leg. Don't come around to break my heart and tell me break a leg. Don't come around to break my heart and tell me break a leg.
Oh my God, I love this song. This is not my key, but the words of the song are so sad. That part, and every time I've held a rose, it seems I've only felt the thorns.
Yeah, how can he play a piano if he's bleeding from the thorns? I just don't understand. Well, before we do a song, I wanted to get some audience feedback. I was thinking about this all, well, I've actually been thinking about this all my life, ever since I became a little bit of a grammar buff. I want anyone who's listening or has access to Facebook, I want you to list the top 10 grammatically incorrect songs. Because, you know, the song Lay Lady Lay by Bob Dylan, incorrect. It's Lie to Lady Lie. But, you know, in the song, you know, you and me could write a bad romance. It's you and I could write a bad romance. But it's, you know, musical license means nothing to me. So. So we are going to play
top
a
10
song.
Grammatically incorrect.
That's right.
Yes.
Do it. And I know Lisa Casalino has listeners. So, yeah.
My mom, I hope.
She needs to come on with it.
And by the way, it's going to be a podcast, right? So you can get it on iTunes.
Correct.
So I have to shout out to Shaggy, my friend Shaggy. He's up in Boston, and he said he's going to listen to it later.
Oh, yeah?
He said, mention him. I'm mentioning him. Hi, Shaggy.
Hello, Shaggy. How are you? It's wonderful to hear your voice.
He's coming now with his buddies for Gasparilla. It's a tradition now, so.
Gasparilla.
Yeah.
What? I just got into that phenomena, like, this past year. It's so...
It's a holiday.
It's amazing. It's a holiday.
Yeah. It's Tampa's holiday. So...
There's this, we're going to sing, well, she's going to sing, I'm just going to play. We haven't practiced this really, and this is the first time I played this song in my life. As I said before, if you give me the first,
can
key.
Can we tell you, okay, the name of the song is Glory of Love. And he starts, he's like, oh, KSA, I could do that. He starts playing this.
And that's not the song.
Peter Cetera, is that Chicago? What's going on here? No, it's not that song. It's... The jazz standard, Glory of Love. Let's do a little up-tempo, though. I don't want to keep it upbeat. I don't want to put people back to sleep. We're playing it like the Pledge of Allegiance or like My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Hold on, what's the second part?
We won't get that far. We'll just do a couple of the verses. You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. Well, that's the story of, and that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little and cry a little. I can't really hear my voice in the mic. I'm sorry. Until the clouds roll by a little, well, that's the story of, and that's the glory of love.
I don't know the other part.
As long as there's the two of us. Wow, that's not bad. Yeah, I can't. Oh, thank you. Wow, there's my voice. I couldn't hear it at all. Could you hear me? Could you hear my voice?
Yes.
Oh. We got each other. You've got to win a little and lose a little and always have the blues a little. Well, that's the story of, and that's the glory of love. Oh, that's the story of, that's the glory of love. I think we need to take this act on the road.
Sure, you and me, baby.
Let's just take it to the sidewalk and put a can out and see what happens.
Girl, this is a... Remember that questionable neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's questionable. Punctuated. And okay, I'm over it.
Okay, so can I share something with your listeners that's really exciting? I couldn't sleep last night. I was so happy, smiling ear to ear. Not only because the Giants won, but because Midwest record review... came out.
Yeah.
And they reviewed my my record, my CD. Can I share it? Can I read it?
Yes.
Because I saw this and I hired this woman, Lisa Reedy, to promote my record on the radio.
Yeah.
And just after Christmas, I sent out 300 CDs, a little over 300 CDs, to jazz radio stations across the country and overseas in Canada.
Can't forget Canada.
Well, it's not overseas, but it isn't the country either.
That damn metric system.
I don't understand what they're talking about up there. Eh? No, but anyways, so, I mean, even before January was just like the date that we decided we were going to start promoting, because mm-hmm. I sent them out right before Christmas. Even before the first of the year, they were already being filtered through to different radio stations.
Yeah.
And every time they do, Lisa will... email me and say, hey, so-and-so's playing your music.
Like an impression, like advertising. Like every time someone reads it or it's in the magazine.
Yeah, she'll send me, I'm trying to find it here. She'll send me emails and saying, so-and-so, you know, right now, like just yesterday, there was a radio station in Santa Cruz, California. KZSC is playing it. A radio station in the Netherlands are playing it. They're listening to the good stuff. So if there's another break, I think we'll play the good stuff and you'll hear that. And I got a really good review from WRHU, which is a radio station up at Hofstra in New York.
Fancy.
And so I'm actually going to be doing a another radio interview with him later this month. I have to find a landline.
Well, you better start playing. You better, like,
I'm excited.
Come back and start playing with me before you blow up.
Oh, I'm excited. So, anyway, so yesterday, and then she sent me some other little reviews that people have written, usually one or two sentences, and it's all been positive, which is awesome. But I had to share this one because this was probably the most in-depth one about it, and I just so excited. Okay.
Spit it out, Gert.
Here we go. Castellino Entertainment, introducing Lisa Castellino. What Carl Jefferson was to Concord, Matt Dahmer is to Florida Jazz, even if it isn't an Arbor's release. Hell, it does have the tent poles of the Arbor sound all over it with Harry Allen added for good measure. Harry Allen is a saxophone player on my record. Castellino has become the proverbial big fish in the smallest pond, as it seems she's gotten herself into everything locally jazz over the last 15 years in the Tampa area. The Pomo twinkle in her eye and voice tell you she's certainly a jazz singer, but she doesn't bring any of the diva or clip joint thrush vibe to the proceedings. This is a girl that likes a good time and knows how to share it. Mixing some originals with the standards, her long overdue debut recording is a nice mixed bag where everything is served well done. Yep, one seriously fun, tasty treat is on tap here from start to finish. And that's Chris Spector with Midwest Records, so MidwestRecord.com.
You're actually like the Five Guys of jazz.
I just think it's awesome. I'm like, yay. And, you know, like I mentioned before, Nate Najjar worked on this record with me. We became friends basically through Facebook and then started working together. And I told him what I wanted to do. And he's like, I'm only going to do it if we do it right.
Yeah.
And the guys that he got for my record, and we recorded up at NOLA Studios in New York City. I mean, he did. We did everything right. I am so glad I trusted him to take the reins on that. And I'm just really excited. And those guys on my record are actually going to be down here for an Arbor's. Arbor's is, you know, jazz, a record company down here. They have a big old jazz festival this weekend coming up in Clearwater. And I'm so excited because I'm going to see the guys on my record.
That'd be a good reunion.
I know. I'm excited.
I bet you're like over the moon right now.
You have no idea. Just because, I mean, things are just happening and everything's been positive. And I'm so lucky, so thankful. So blessed. And I'm just happy. I mean, I get to do what I love to do for a living.
So 29,999 out of 30,000 found this review helpful.
Yes, I think
like so. Amazon.com. I have two comments on my iTunes Fostercast iPod. And one of them were mine.
Isn't that nice?
It's so funny. Oh, goodness. Well, that was.
Hey, you have to, if you have to believe in yourself and.
Oh,
you know,
I do. Trust.
Promote.
I just need a publicist.
Yourself. Yeah, I'm at that place now where I think I need to find someone who can, you know, like a manager or something.
Yeah, like little Miss Brandy Caminar. She take care of you, man.
She's awesome. She's my girl.
Well, get her to represent. She'd be like,
are you going to have her on a show? She'd be a great guest.
She was on my show.
I need to get that podcast.
I said doy.
Oh, doy. Am I supposed to do that too? Doy.
That's a doy sound.
Is it?
That's a doy sound.
You know you have actual sounds in that keyboard there.
I was thinking.
Yamaha Motif ES-8. Call in if you know how to work this thing.
Yeah, call it. Well, I got to turn the ringer on.
He could just have one of those roll-out Casios, like, you know, that he could just use one finger for what he's using it for.
We would take calls, but the thing is, I'm at the keyboard and the phone is all the way over there.
And the drum kit's all the way over there.
Yeah, so
Do you want me to answer the phone?
Just do it. Thank you for calling Fostercast. This is Lisa Castellano.
Lino.
Lino! 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 Lino!
What was it? Barbara Streisand said, write anything about me that you want. Just make sure you spell my name wrong. Barbara Streisand. Because, you know, her name doesn't have that A there in the middle.
Doesn't. Barbara. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
That's like the worst Brooklyn. I have like the worst Brooklyn I've ever heard, but that's when in Brooklyn. Or are we in St. Peter, Brooklyn? I don't know. That's a sound of uncertainty.
You're cracking me up.
All right, let's do a song.
Another one?
Yeah.
You know, I brought my guitar this morning because most of what I do is jazz, and I sing to tracks some of my gigs, and I play with some great musicians, live musicians. Every Thursday I'm at Timpano's. But I've decided to add an acoustic show, too, for some of the gigs that I do that's more, you know, laid back or maybe outdoors or, you know, whatever. And so I challenged myself this year to learn the guitar.
It's a good resolution.
Yeah. Well, last year. Yeah. So I took lessons for about a month. And then I got a new car, so I stopped taking lessons. And anyway, I'm out there playing the guitar and I'm singing, and every gig it gets better and better. And I'm actually playing this Wednesday at Sophie's in Hyde Park.
Give us the address of Sophie's in case anyone
I don't know. It's
come.
On Snow, I think. It's right in there in Hyde Park Village.
Or Snowfies.
It's Snowfies. Go to Snowfies. Sophie's French Bakery and Cafe. And it's going to be a wine sharing party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So bring a bottle of wine. Share with your friends. Like BYOB sort of thing.
I'm going to bring Boone's Farm.
Bring Boone's Farm, Mad Dog 2020. Whatever you want to bring.
And MD-4040 aircraft.
Bottles and James.
Double deck whisper jet. Hey.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. There's like that's like college hoots.
How old are you?
32.
Are you really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Why is it that I need to?
I would say 20s. Though.
I need to go to do some like heroin or something, so people I can get aged faster.
The funny thing is, I got ID'd the other day. I could have a 21-year-old child.
Yeah.
Legally. Yeah.
I could say how old you, but you're not supposed to ask a woman how old she is.
Well, you can do the math. I mean, if we say like 18, right? Being a mom at 18, add 21.
Crickets.
He's got to take his shoe off. Hold on a minute. He's counting.
Oh my god. 18 plus 21. 18. You know, I was a bookkeeper for years. You think I would know this? 18, 21. Hold on. 39.
I was just gonna say I need to hire an accountant, but I'm not gonna be hiring.
You're not gonna
you
hire
that.
Me. No, my dad was an accountant, so like I would just be his assistant. So like my dad would come up with the numbers. I just put them into the spots.
Awesome.
And that's the name. And that's the name of that tune. Thank you. Okay, we got to get some songs out because you are a chanteuse de jazz. So let's do... now, how does Frim Fram sauce go? I think I ordered that one time with some...
I don't know what Frim Fram sauce is or shafafa.
Well, you have it on here on your list. You
I love... I know the song, but I'm not really sure what I'm singing about. I'm not a foodie, although I think I'm becoming one.
Yeah? Because you're like, you're rolling with the bougie people now. It's just like, you eat like Frim Fram sauce.
I like the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome fay and shafafa on the side. Starts out, how's it? I don't want French fried potatoes, red wrapped tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome. Where's the beat? Why are you doing that?
What? I'm trying to snap my fingers to let me know I'm
on
getting into
side.
It.
You know what I tell my, like when I was teaching the little ones and they didn't know how to snap or they weren't on beat, I would say snap like Snoopy. It looks like that. It doesn't
Snoopy.
Make any sound.
Okay. I was trying to play the Snoopy song. The
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Schroeder's theme or whatever.
What is
Schroeder.
Schroeder?
Schroeder. Wasn't it Schroeder? We keep looking at Tim.
Tim is objective. Tim's the objective sound guy. I could like do things like crazy things, and Tim would be the objective, you know. Yeah. It had to be you. It had to be me. Actually, it could have been me. But anyway, so let's see. Now listen here. When you had Georgia on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
What was on my mind? Florida's on my mind, but I didn't know exactly how to play it, and I knew there was a whole bunch of like rigmarole kind of like chord changes.
Okay.
So I Googled it, and I have it right here.
All right.
Let's see if we can do this. You're listening to Piano Foster Cast. Okay.
Hey, by the way, listeners, I just want to do a little bit of plugging here if you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm on Facebook under Lisa Casalino, and I have a Twitter account at Lisa Casalino, LisaCasalino. Please follow me. I'm trying to build up my Twitter.
Follow her.
Tweet, tweet.
Or I will no longer do Foster Cast.
We have
like one listener anyway.
Going.
So
it's my mom. She doesn't Twitter, though. She might get a Twitter account.
You know
what my mom said
to
me the other day? She said, Lisa, I found this app. First of all, that sentence there. I don't think I would ever say in my entire life. My mom found an app.
She found a nap?
No, an app. Like an app for her iPad 2.
I found my nap.
And it's a app where you can, it's TuneIn Radio. And you can find radio stations like this one or any others are online. And you can plug them in so that you have a list in your phone or your iPad or whatever. And I every time I see a new radio station that's playing my music, I add them to that list. And occasionally I'll listen in and see if I hear my songs.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to ask this.
Or yes. My mother said she listens to the last podcast, and I said, yeah, yeah. She's like, you should say yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying not to say Not om, because this is not a yoga show, but
If you have a yoga show, I have the perfect guest for you.
Who?
My girlfriend, Colette Canova.
Oh, she's the hot one, right?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
So pretty.
You met her, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. She's a really tall, so pretty. I'm like...
Well, so. Good. Well, then you should have her on the show.
Oh, like, how would we do that? Would we put, like, a mic pack to my yoga shirt and say, you know, the warrior pose? I'm like, what?
I don't know. I guess it could, you know, it could be one of those shows where you just talk about, you know, things that make you feel better about yourself and your day-to-day, and maybe you can have a panel of people. Yoga person. And
a panel. You can become a panel of your... a panel of me.
See, I can't do yoga. I wish I could.
Why? Can't you do
I that? Can't relax. I'm just too... I can't.
Too, you're too in your head, like most like a
every
lot
time I hear
that
song, that song about she can't let go and she can't relax and she grew up in Vegas and her friends... I'm trying to think of that song. I can't... You know what I'm talking about?
When a Dennis Hopper goes to
yes,
her bar or
yes.
something.
Yes, yes. Her shangs out with Dennis Hopper and Sonny and Cher and...
I will... La, la.
She can't let go and she can't relax. I'm like, I feel like he's talking about me. But then he says her friends think she's pretty and she'd be a whole lot prettier if she smiled every once in a while. But I'm always smiling.
Smiling once in a while.
Yeah, he kind of talks the
Dennis
song.
Hopper.
See, you don't have to... It's you don't have to, like, sing to, like, have a really great... music career. I mean, he didn't sing at all in that song. Well, everything's gonna be all right. Rockabye, that's the song.
Rock,
yeah.
That's right.
But like Neil Diamond's Rockabye. Coming. Neil Diamond kind of speaks, sings.
Is he the guy who sings, "We're coming to America"?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're like, leave the singing to me.
I'm so excited. I'm excited. This time of year is like my favorite time of the year. It's New Year and the weather's so great and spring training is coming up and I'm singing at some spring training games.
Yeah.
I'm singing for the Rays versus the Yankees on
Star
March
Spangled
7th.
Banner.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm singing for the Tigers versus the Mets on March 12th. That's fun. I'm
going
like, to try
to book the hell up.
Oh, I'm so excited. So
how could you possibly find time for my show?
I found it. It's cuz it's at 8 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, about that.
Not a lot of clubs are having live music right now.
Well, if they are, like, a lot of people leaving the clubs, it would make for a soft landing.
I know. I would. You know what? That's true. I would love to do, like, a breakfast show.
Brunch. Your hunch brunch with
I
Lisa Casolino.
Brunch. That's right. I need to come out here for that farmer's market that happens on Saturdays or something.
Well, Rasta can paint some
I've
stuff.
Never been to it. I want to go.
So I was going to think we could do the national anthem, but that's kind of trite, isn't it?
No, it's one of the best songs
what key
ever.
What key do you play it in?
I don't know. I just kind of start. But, you know, I got to sing for the Bucks.
I saw it
in
video.
August. And my brother just posted it, a good one that he had. And I mean, that was amazing.
Let's say if I were a singer, it would be just... I probably couldn't even like hold my nose because it's so overwhelming. How do you do that?
You know what? It's kind of funny. The first professional anthem I ever sang was for, I think it was for the Rays, back when they were the Devil Rays, actually. And then I was singing for the Lightning. I haven't sung for Lightning in a long time, but I would sing for them several times a year. And that was different. Like, you know, the Ice Palace or the St. Pete Times Forum, there's really no delay. There's a slight delay at Tropicana Field. And then I sang years and years ago at the old, I think it was the Sombrero or something, for the Mutiny when we had that soccer team. And I don't remember that being that much of a delay, but when I got invited to sing for the Bucks, I went with some earplugs and I thought maybe I can just get away with one. And no, I actually needed two. It's like 3 seconds of a delay. So you hear yourself way after you sing. So you have to kind of keep like this internal metronome going. And when I did the sound check, it was fine. But yeah, last time I sang for the Rays, where there was like a huge, it was post season, and it was against the Yankees, and the trap was full of people. But it's enclosed, and you know, it still feels, I'm very comfortable there.
Yeah.
When I sang for the Bucks, it's open. You've got the open sky, you've got the fly by, and then you've got all these people, and they start cheering before the song's actually over.
I know when they say, in the home of the brave,
yeah,
and just
right.
I hear it.
And so when you're in the moment, you know, I'm just so in the moment that I don't really notice those things. But when I watched my brother's video and him being on the field, because the sound is so much better where he is on the ground level than it is, because another one of my friends had posted a video up from where he was sitting. And at the ground level, when I'm watching it and I'm hearing the crowd cheer, it did give me chills. I was like, this is awesome. And the song, I sing it pretty straight. I don't really embellish it too much and do too many things to it. And I think a lot of people appreciate that.
Yeah, you don't want to sound like Whitney Houston.
Well, she just sings it gorgeous. I mean, there's so many people that sing it gorgeous and do their own thing. And that is the right of the artist. But for me, I feel like people are there for the sports game. And we sing the national anthem to acknowledge the men and women who have died to keep us free. And it's not about me at that moment.
I was about to say, it's not about you. It's about the song.
It's about the song and the way it was written. And I sing it pretty true to form. I really don't try to do too much to it. So, except sing it from the heart.
We're going to go to commercial.
Oh.
And on the outro, we're going to play. Stay with us.
I truly adore. I know my reservation has been a little rough, but all that is about to change. It's time for the good stuff. The way that you make me feel whenever you hold me near, it reassures me, baby, your intentions are sincere. You said the love I gave you was more than enough. Sit back and relax, my dear. It's time for the good stuff. All this time, you thought you knew just what you were getting into. But sweet, some sure you never had a clue of all the ways that I could love you. So let's take a moment, babe. Set the mood just right. There's music playing softly, and I lit some candlelight. There's no need to worry, no need to call my bluff. I'm 100% guaranteed. It's time for the good stuff.
All this time, you thought you knew just what you were getting into. But sweets, I'm sure you never had a clue of all the ways that I could love you. So let me...
I was giving you my little pucker look like, yeah.
The good stuff. It's time for the good stuff.
Damn right. Now you tell us, what is your calendar is so full right now. Look,
yes.
Tell us what's on it.
Well, this week I'm at Sophie's in Hyde Park, like we said. And you can all look up these places online or on my website, lisacasolino.com. Thursdays I'm at Timpano's in Hyde Park. Fridays I'm at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill in SOG, south of Gandy. This Saturday I'm at the Tahitian Inn. Next weekend.
Yeah.
This is even closer to your listening area. Cafe Pont. It's celebrating 10 years on Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st. I'm singing for their 10th year anniversary for them. And then, just moving on into next year, you know, I sing at Bel Air Country Club and, again, Love's and Timpano's and other places. And Sakana's. I'm going to be singing at Sakana's, which is also on Gandy. It's a
Brill.
Sushi.
It's Brill.
Oh, it's so good over there. And just a bunch of, like, different events coming up. So, but I do, I don't want to say I'm so booked because I do have some openings and I'm looking for a Wednesday gig and not every Wednesday, but you know, cut and paste. And I'm available for weddings. Wedding season's coming up. So lisacasolino.com and you can
married,
find me
so
there.
You can sing at my wedding. Or we should get, you don't have to get married, at least for the tax write off.
Yeah, let's just do it.
let's just do it. No, you probably have lots of suitors and lots of.
Haven't found the one. I'm waiting.
No?
I'm holding out for the one. He'll come. Someday. What song is that? Oh, you're saying The Way You Look Tonight? I was going to sing Someday My Prince Will Come.
First time I play this ever.
So you have that gift. So you don't read music either, do you?
Nope.
You're just all by ear and you just kind of know where it goes.
I guess that would be a good time to sign off. I've been here with this jazz de chanteuse, Lisa Casolino, who like kind of brightened my hour. And this is going to be the way
it's
going to be every show.
It was fun. Thank
yeah.
you so much for having me.
Anytime,
I really, really
always.
Appreciate it. I just want to say thank you to you and to Tampa and to my family and friends. And 2012 is just going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to see what it brings.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. And I guess we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me. It's magnifique, it's what I see, you should care for me. It's elegant. What I want is what I love to see.